Fortitude. All of us experience suffering in this life. It's part of the human struggle, part of the fact that since Adam and Eve fell from grace, the human race has been plagued by misery and pain of all sorts. We suffer pain in minor ways through daily irritants, but also through tragedies which test our endurance and threaten our hope. In these recent times, all of us, whether Christian or not, have been tested in ways that we never anticipated. Our sense of being in control has been challenged, and each of us has experienced a sense of powerlessness in the face of the COVID pandemic and the ensuing lockdowns and restrictions that have left many of us frustrated and angry. The Lord sympathizes with us in our sufferings. He too experienced human suffering when he was on the earth, and he weeps with us in our distress and anguish. But the Lord has to allow us to experience trials, difficult as they are, for a purpose. Many of us might consider ourselves good Catholics. We attend Mass, we go to confession, we try to be kind to our family and friends, we do good works and offer our services for the building up of the body. But many of us have varying degrees of actual virtue and fluctuating levels of surrender to the God of love. Perhaps for many of us, our religion is chiefly horizontal, that is to say, mostly to do with trying to be a good neighbour and less to do with our relationship with God. Scripture describes God as a jealous God. This does not mean, of course, that he is hypersensitive or mean, but rather that he will not allow any rivals in our lives. He made us for himself alone, and he knows that we will only find fulfillment if we give our hearts only to him. And so when he sees us straddling two camps, the world and the life of the Spirit, he knows it is not good for us. And so sometimes he allows difficulty into our lives with the purpose of encouraging us to turn to him for help. The mental anguish that many of us have suffered throughout the months of isolation are meant to drive us into the arms of our Heavenly Father. The virtue that is involved when we bear our sufferings with patience and submit ourselves to God's hand is called fortitude. Fortitude is described as strength of mind that enables a person to encounter danger or bear pain or adversity with courage. For the Christian, the virtue of fortitude enables someone to undergo suffering and come through it a changed person, a better, more spiritual person, who is less attached to the things of this world and more surrendered to God. Fortitude draws a person further along the road to sanctity and sainthood because they are more docile to the will of God in their life. In St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, he says this: "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." How can suffering ultimately produce hope? Because when we rely on the power of the Holy Spirit that has been given to us in baptism, we can be victorious even though outwardly we may appear to be fading away. So instead of frustratedly kicking against the goads and becoming angry and depressed, the Lord wants us to admit that we really are powerless and allow him into our lives in a new way. In reality, we have always been powerless, and whatever control we thought we had over our lives has only been there because of the mercy of God. But putting ourselves into the hands of the living God is not such a fearful prospect as it sounds, because the fact is that he loves us beyond measure. We are his children, and he looks down on us with an indulgent father's love. Jesus tells us as much when he urges us to ask, seek, and knock. He knows that God the Father is waiting for us to pray to him so that he can grant our requests. Often the trials and sufferings and pain that we experience are allowed by God to purify us, to allow us to be more receptive and open to receive his love and to give that love to those around us. But oftentimes too, we resist that purification because we prefer to be in control. Fortitude is a grace given by God that allows us to make profit from life's misfortunes. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians chapter 10, he reminds us that God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. The Greek word for temptation here also means trial. And so when God allows us to undergo some trial, he always provides the grace for us to endure it. And in St. Peter's first letter, chapter 5, he exhorts us to humble ourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Humble yourself. That's a totally different message to the world's advice when we are in adversity that we should demand our rights, rebel, and get even. So if we find ourselves suffering either through loneliness, ill health, anxiety, depression, financial difficulty, physical pain, unjust persecution, bereavement, persistent temptation, or simply because our plans have been thwarted, let's remember to cast all our anxieties on the Lord. Let us remember that he will never try us beyond our strength, and that his grace is always at hand to help us to bear with fortitude whatever trial life offers us. All that is required of us is to admit our own weakness and to surrender to his hand in our lives, knowing that if he has allowed some pain to come upon us, it's for a good reason, even though we might not be able to see it at the time. How many times have we thought we were in dire straits and that unmitigated disaster had befallen us? And when we look back, we realise that if we had not experienced a little pain and suffering, then certain other blessings may never have come about. The Lord only permits suffering if a greater good can come out of it in the end. In a certain sense, sufferings are a sign of God's favour. As John Chrysostom says, God has not forgotten the man to whom he sends suffering and trials, but in this way is proving his closeness to him. And in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, we read, "My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves." He disciplines us because he wants to change us and make us perfect. If we truly desire to be holy, to become saints, we must take St. Paul's advice in Ephesians chapter 4, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. That transformation can only come about if we surrender to God's sculpting hand and allow him to change us. Because of our old self, as St. Paul calls it, we resist that change and so sometimes need to suffer in order to be transformed. Let's surrender to the Lord's transforming work in our lives and approach the suffering and pain that we experience with fortitude, knowing that the Lord always brings good out of apparent evil. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know we are weak and sinful and that we need to be transformed into saints in order to enter into heaven. Help us to see the suffering that comes to us in this life as an opportunity to enter more deeply into the mystery of your Son's death on the cross. Give us the gift of fortitude, that we may bear our sufferings bravely, not complaining or getting angry as the world would have us do, but meekly submitting to your moulding hand. Amen.